from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is, man. One of my favorite things at the station is John Lopez, how he can find a way to get to that Astrodome. The other day when that man came out and gave his camp observations, his passing thoughts, is what he did. I'm going to do my passing thoughts. And I just want to lead this one off. You know, I was driving in, coming east, and I saw that damn eyesore. The Astrodome. I said, damn, he got the Astrodome in his passing
drive
thoughts.
Drive by.
That's his first one.
That's called inside, boys. That's called inside.
Hey, I tell you what, I wholeheartedly disagree with both of them.
I know you do.
I mean, look, they got more street cred than me. God. I mean, clearly
Lopez isn't going to leave.
Well, they've been knee deep. They've been knee deep in it. They got more street cred than me on this
really
topic.
Dog. But
hey, man, that Astrodome, I mean, there's some fond memories, man. It pains me every time I see Astro World.
No, but you agree. Do something with it.
As opposed to Yankee Stadium.
I agree. Do something with it. I mean, parking garage, shopping mall, whatever the hell you indoor water park, because it's 9,000 degrees in this scary ass world now. Everybody, there's heat advisories everywhere. Nobody goes outside because it's 92. I mean, get you an indoor water park over there. Use it. It's beautiful. There's a lot of memories, man. The shell is still there. It's still a thing. It's still beautiful. People drive by that every day and have fond memories.
Yeah, I don't. It ain't my. I know to many people it is a special
Lopez
special place.
Lopez must have a stake in it, like a little percentage of that land. Nah,
he's very serious. I know, like people like Lopez. You as you said, you're an Astro buddy. Tyler spent his time growing up going to the Astrodome. I just like. It just can't be just an abandoned building.
I agree.
Like that. Like it just can't. That's what it can't. Like it's. How long is that? Is it Katrina? Is that the last time that it's been used, Tyler?
Oof, I mean, yeah, yeah.
Like for the people who needed refuge, I just mm-hmm. like something.
Well, that's the silly part of it is that you're the decision makers. There's some folks around the city that are paid a lot of money to make those kind of decisions, and that thing's still sitting vacant. Just, I mean, growing rats. At the end of the day, make a decision and move on.
Have y'all seen that video on YouTube of the dudes who snuck into it? It was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
No, I'd seen it. Yeah,
it's kind of wild. It's all like preserved and everything's just left in there.
Yeah. Damn it, John Lopez just suckered us into this.
And now he's dead.
I mean, look, it's never a bad topic. I mean, I would imagine there's a good chunk of our listeners that have feel one way or another.
Well, come on out. This ain't abandoned. Buffalo Wild Wings out here near Willowbrook Mall. It is alive and thriving and good time to be had. As I look over, I've already polished off my Chipotle barbecue rub ring wings, and I see Clint has a fresh order right here.
Fresh.
Fresh. Fresh, fresh. There you go, Tyler. I got
fresh,
it.
Fresh,
fresh. He has a fresh order. I'll jump in front of it right here. Ford, you can come on out, have a good time, and have some good food, good drinks. We'll be out here till 6 o'clock. All right, come on. You're trying to dip in from the rain? Come on and dip on in here.
Yeah.
It is dimly lit. You know, it's got a little bit more light than I'm used to.
They must have heard us talking, and they may have brought the lights up a little bit
just
in the bar.
A tad.
Now,
the restaurant area,
when I walked in, I was like, let my eyes adjust now, but that's a low-lit lounge.
That's a low-lit.
Now.
Over here, they got a little spotlight on you at the bar.
Over here, they turned it up a little bit. They must have saw Matt walk in and said, let me shine the lights on this.
I don't know if that one couple we found at one time wants to get, they might get seen a little
well,
bit.
Well, I would imagine. Right here. I would imagine. I'm Patty. I'd imagine Patty will turn that.
If we ask her to bring it on down,
yeah.
Patty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring it on down. All right, come on out, have a good time, and hang out with us as I said, be here till 6 o'clock.
By the way, I don't know how many of y'all want to watch this again, but I believe I looked up the TV while ago and they're replaying the Baltimore Texans playoff game.
I don't know why they're doing that there.
I don't. I mean,
no
look,
interest.
I'm interested in watching it. I mean, I think
it's the bad part. The second half is up and coming.
I think we need
to watch that Browns game.
That's where we're going, boys. That's where we got to get better, right there. I mean, you talked about Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs, right? Them two playing at a high level on that interior offensive line would change this.
That was a bit
right
of a struggle, wasn't it?
Right.
My heart don't need that, man.
We talked about the elite speed that I've seen from Nico Collins. That's different from last year. We talked about the aggressive approach this offense has had this camp in terms of being aggressive and being more aggressive and pushing the ball down the field. All of that, every bit of that, you can argue stems from what happened in the second half of this Baltimore Ravens game.
That's interesting. I wonder how you fans. So you don't do that, Tyler. You don't watch old losses.
I mean, I hope to God that the players and the game changers in the Texans locker room are watching and learning from it and doing that. But as a fan, hell no. I don't.
No,
need
you
to
don't.
Experience
do,
that
I,
hurt.
No, I. Uh-uh. Oh, I put myself through the torture. Oh, I don't mind. Yeah, I'll do that. I will put myself through the torture.
Now I rewatch wins like probably
no, I know that that's
more
easy
than a healthy person should.
That's,
but
that's the easy one. I'll rewatch. I like to sit there and break it down. Like, all right, what happened here? What happened? Yeah, I'm a rewatcher. Like, I didn't think the people would come in here and want to watch the second half of this. But like I'm with you. I want to see now. What in the hell? How was Lamar getting out the gate in this second half? And what happened? I am a rewatcher.
It's 2 o'clock on a Thursday. I mean, your sports are limited. I mean, what do you want to watch? I mean, there's other Texans games that I would rather watch. But I mean, if you want to watch one that's motivating, that's driving, what the hell happened? You want to see something that drove them to going? Hey, we got to have Stephon Diggs. You want to see something that drove them to talking about, hey, we got to go get somebody else that's a pass rusher that can go get the quarterback, we got to get another linebacker that can hopefully hold Lamar Jackson at bay kind of deal. I mean, this is the game.
This scenario that we're talking about, watching old losses, it was one of the changes in my relationship with Courtney.
You were going to say my relationship with Christ.
You're married with three kids, I'm assuming.
Now, this is early.
The better.
This is early. Yeah, this is early. Kansas lost a tournament game, and I got up at 3:15 in the morning, and I just rewatched the final 3 minutes of when they blew it and just rewound it, kept watching it, just trying to see it. She came in.
Why would you do this to yourself?
She came in the living room. She said, are you serious? Like, are you serious? You're this serious about it? And it reeled me in.
3:15 in the morning.
Night of.
Watching Kansas basketball after a loss. That may be a little much.
No.
I just wanted to watch the last 4 minutes.
Much.
They had a 13-point lead going into the last 3 minutes.
I would rather watch
a walk to remember
like 10 times in a row than go through that kind of pain.
A walk to remember?
That's just the saddest movie I could think of.
Is that Mandy Moore?
Yeah. She gets cancer.
Yeah, okay.
No, I really would.
I had no idea what y'all were talking about. That sounds terrible.
It's
terrible.
A great movie. It's just
Shane West,
super
I believe.
Sad.
Shane West, Mandy Moore, I believe. All right. I do want to get into some camp stuff because the Texans are off today and they'll get back going tomorrow. But yesterday was kind of fun, right? We had some conversations of, yo, man, that you know, it got chippy, you know, and Clint talked about it yesterday in particular with Derek Stingley, but it was multiple people kind of seeing that dog kind of come out of people. You saw some real intense stuff, as you said, boy, you start getting a certain part of camp.
I want the dogs.
And people start to adjust. I do think, though, with the day off, D'Amico, I think he needs to kind of have a conversation. And I know some may disagree. Hell, Clint may disagree. Tyler may disagree. Some of the listeners may. But I think D'Amico may need to kind of address some things with some of the guys, in particular with the defense. Like, hey, We want to have a good camp. We want to be intense. We want to get our work done. But hey, maybe we need to dial it back a little bit. Let's save the dog for other teams, right? Because, you know, I know people love setting the tone. We heard Larry talk about setting the tone. Those dogs out there, you know, all this. That's one thing until somebody get hurt. That's one thing until somebody until the right person. I know football happens. I know football is just a dangerous sport to begin with. Yes, but I don't think you need to add on to it. Like Jimmy Ward, you got to pull back. You got to chill out. That man's giving himself up. You injured Dalton Schultz last year in camp, which could have been worse. If Stephon Diggs, who is one of the, I'd say, 3 to 5 players on this team that completely changed the outlook of the team if they're not there. Like, if he's going into a slide, man, you got to come up. Stop. This thing with it, like Dalton Schultz, you said it. He's an important player. Like, a guy walking and not bracing himself, knowing, and you just come and on a run from a running start, 10 yards away,
no.
Shove him in the back, where that could be a back thing, that could be a concussion, you don't know, the whiplash. Like, dial it back a little bit. I understand, like, that, because right now, man, we're not playing any games anymore. This ain't just, hey, man, let's just get better and compete for the division. No, you got big aspirations, all right? You can do this without going overboard, which I think they're flirting with. There were some hits yesterday, Clint, that I'm like, yo, boy, that's a tad much here.
Yeah, look, I'm good with everything except for the blind side, the Derek Stingley's actions at the end. Like, I love what the Texans are doing. I love the physicality, even if you got a player that's a little bit on the edge and Jimmy Ward. I'm A-okay with that. I think it's hard to have dog on Sunday if you don't have a little bit of them that are loose during the week and during training camp. I'm not worried about that. I think the conversation is between D'Amico and Derek Stingley Jr., and it's more along the lines of hey, man, you can't lose your cool, right? I mean, you can't lose your cool, because you lose your cool, you could have hurt yourself. You could have hurt a guy that we are
heavily
dependent on.
His was the worst.
That part of it is, like, it can't go that far. And again, it's less about, oh, man, I'm just disturbed by what happened. And it's more about, we just can't afford to lose a really good player doing something like that. And, look, let's be honest. Nothing come of it, because it wasn't as severe. Nobody got injured. But, I mean, that could splinter a locker room if somebody were to get injured. If Derek Stingley breaks his hand and whatever, why, I don't know why he went off the way he did, but if he breaks his hand, all of a sudden, whatever Dalton Schultz did has made a much bigger thing than it really was. If Dalton Schultz goes down and blows a knee up on his way down or something crazy like that, then all of a sudden, you know, what Derek Stingley did was put another man's health and ultimately money in jeopardy. And so that's the thing there is to me, that part of it is unacceptable. There's no place for that in a locker room, no place for that on a team, especially when it's your guys, when it's your squad, in inter practice, what do you call it? Your guys practicing one on one, and not a different team. So
yeah, I see somebody here on Rocky on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you jumping on with us there, bro. What are you talking about? Obviously, you never played ball. No, I did play ball, and what
State
I'm saying,
champion.
Thank you. What I'm saying to you is, and what I'm saying is, hey, hell, D'Amico said it himself. You have that title. What did D'Amico, the first day they put on pads? This is what D'Amico had to say the first day they put on pads.
First thing I look for, first day of pads, no one to just go out of their mind, get out of their minds and just do something that's not protecting the team, right? We still practice in a safe manner and make sure we're keeping everyone up. And for the most part, we did that today. So that's the first thought in my mind as a head coach, is making sure everyone is safe, right? You don't want guys going to the ground. You don't want any side shots. You just want to protect everybody, but still work our tackling, work finishing with the ball, right? Working, making sure we're securing the ball. So I think for the most part, we were pretty good today.
I mean, Tyler, you heard that. You heard that. I don't want any side shots. I don't want to go down to the ground. I'm just saying, like, we got to really – because you – listen, I've been there in high school, but it is very different at the higher levels. I know we had issues, and I'm going to guess this probably happens at the higher level. Like, tomorrow when they come out, the offense could probably react to some of the stuff that they saw yesterday and said, this is what they want to do. They want to turn it up like this. We're going to come out and establish some physicality, and we're going to bring it to the table. And now you got people rolling in. I don't care. Like what he just said, what happened to Stephon Diggs with Jimmy Ward fits right into that. He is sliding on the ground. He's giving himself up. You probably get 15 in a game. You damn, like, you don't need to be going to take off, trying to take his head off. That's what kicked off the whole thing to begin with, right? So it's like Stephon Diggs, I'm not saying you don't get, you're not physical and you don't play ball. That right there, that's over the top.
Oh, yeah,
right?
No,
and that's
right.
What I said. We're trying to keep people safe.
Yeah.
Now, you'll be saying all that, oh, bro, you haven't played ball before until somebody takes somebody out.
Yeah,
like that, like let's just be smart about it.
Yeah,
like, rein it in just a taste.
You don't want, you damn sure don't want Diggs and C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins and you know the Laramie, like your top 10, 15 players. You don't want, you damn sure you don't want anybody taking those.
You
kind
can't
of
tell
hits,
you but, can't tell me 8'6" ain't got a notion in his mind if he sees 24 somewhere.
Yeah.
you can't tell me that ain't on his mind. Those are two very important players. Sorry, I didn't mean to take that from you.
No, I know. it's a good point. I think that was overboard. I think there are some things that need to be addressed, whether it be by the players or by D'Amico. I'm not concerned about the scuffle in general. I'm not concerned about the guys, the desire or the attempt to generate a little bit more dog and kind of change your personality as a team. Your physicality as a team, that you don't just turn that on Sunday. Just like being more aggressive offensively and throwing shots down the field, you don't just show up on Sunday after being conservative at practice all week and go, all right, today we're going to take shots. You got to practice those things. You don't show up on Sundays and just all of a sudden decide you're going to stop the Baltimore Ravens in the second half after a long first half and a long third quarter. And they're going to run through you like mess through a goose in the fourth quarter.
It got away quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
I'm looking up.
Yeah.
That thing got away quick.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've got to practice that. And part of it is what you saw yesterday.
Yeah, and listen, you said it yesterday, and to Rocky was still going in, and I'm just saying it's camp, and you get chippy and emotional. Y'all, yes, of course. I've covered camps and watched it. And to the point you said, I think D'Amico probably liked what he saw yesterday. I think he may not say it. I think D'Amico probably liked seeing that type of passion, aggressiveness come out. He knows it's there. Now you gotta, as things get emotional, that's when you step in and say, hey guys, let's not push this to another. We can't be cheap shotting people. We can't be people giving themselves up. Hey man, you wanna try some of that? I hate to say stuff like this. You wanna try some of these hits, but you might wanna go find 88. go find Cephas. Go find whatever his number is. Like, hey man, stop taking out one, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Like let's go do that.
Hey Jimmy, okay. You see one, get your ass away from
Like, him. Hey man, let's just play really. You wanna practice loading up here, man. Go find I took out Cephas. But I mean we just gotta
That's fair. I mean, there's about five of them you can pick
got,
from.
They got a whole lot of them. You gotta be smart about that. You gotta be smart about that. Show when you played that they use leather helmets. I mean, how old do you think I am?
I mean, he's younger than me.
They are both way older than me though.
Well, I mean
way is a little strong.
They're younger than me.
That's a relative term, yeah.
I don't know, man. I think way's a little strong. We all three watch the OC when it was on.
But we all three watch HGTV and NCIS.
Well, I think I'm the only one that watches that combination, but I mean, it's a great combination.
I mean, it's hard. To
hey, this CSI Miami has been getting me going, boy.
It's hard to catch those real man shows when you're out till 2 a.m. or you're playing video
games. Yeah, I mean, living life. Oh, don't you worry, Dirty Red. You got something coming later. Don't you worry.
Oh God, turdless today. If you're wondering, coming up a little bit.
I've been getting your second medal.
A little later. And by the way, you talked about you said Clint's got something coming. Clint's dreams, I think, may have happened with the Houston Astros. He has been talking about this for the better part of at least 2 years.
I can't wait to hear about this. I still hadn't heard it.
At least 2 years. It. Yeah, it is. It is a request that he has wanted. We'll let you hear what that is coming up next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in as we are live. The Drive is live, and we are live here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. A lot going on out here. They got Bud Light is helping things out. Got comp drinks out here, so come on out. You can get you a nice little Bud Light, and we got a cooler. What's that, a lawn chair to give away as well?
Yep.
Yeah. Hooking people up, so come on in. You can put your name if you're in the building. Already, I know we've got a couple of people who have signed up. A few people who have signed up. You can throw your name in the raffle and have a chance to win a nice, solid cooler. I don't know if I bring that one, but sometimes.
The good thing is you can't win, Ron. You can't win. I see you goosenecking over here. Well, it is a nice cooler.
I'm a cooler user.
That lawn chair is nice, too.
That's
the old school with the wood grain handles. That's the old school. My pops.
Oh, I didn't see them handles.
I told you.
Ooh, wood grain.
My pops used to sit in the front yard on that church pew. On the old church pew they painted dark green, sitting in that front yard. Literally, front yard.
That's why you were burning right bugs.
Yeah, I was burning bugs with cigarettes that he threw on the ground. But he was smoking them Marlboro Reds, collecting miles, and drinking cold beer, man. And we had about three or four of them lawn chairs, them old school style right there.
Yeah, so come on out, man. It's a good time, as we always do. We are at the location near Willowbrook Mall.
Who the hell didn't burn bugs with their parents' cigarettes when they threw them down?
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. I swear before God,
get out of your own way, bro.
If 40% of the people texted and say, yeah, I used to burn bugs I was a kid with my parents' cigarette butts, I'm leaving. All right, well, I'm not going to say that because people will just start. Come on, man.
I know a few times where you thought you're normal. That's not normal.
No,
look, it is very difficult to burn bugs with your parents' cigarettes when your ass is sitting in front of a video game. So I don't want to hear from all you AC babies, Tyler. I don't want to hear about y'all.
I wasn't an AC baby. Never did I pick up cigarettes to say, well, here, come here, ants.
We live in 2024. I like my air to be cooled.
Did you sit around? I mean, look, if you didn't speak for Tyler. If you weren't brought up sitting around outside with the grown-ups while they were drinking and smoking, then you don't qualify. You don't qualify to be in the line.
Right down the street from you in Baytown, playing video games,
driving a yellow Hummer at 16, Tyler. No. You weren't burning bugs in 95.
I wasn't burning bugs. That part's factual.
Text line only with the magnifying glass.
Okay,
does that count?
If you don't have cigarettes, no. If you don't have cigarettes, the same thing.
No, it's just. But that's a little deeper. Hey, man, my dad just would pick it up and let me get to burning. Look, that's out there.
He made me take. He did his job.
Like, I caught fireflies. I did that number when I was a kid. I wasn't out there burning flies. We did too
on vacation with the girls from all the other towns.
We caught fireflies too. I played hide and go get it with them girls too.
Look, you get bored, man.
Hide the zucchini.
Not hide and seek. Hide and go get it.
I'm telling you, it taught me a lesson.
When you found them,
ain't touched another cigarette since. Big Earn made me take that puff off that Marlboro Red. Ooh, wee, that thing burnt all the way down. I said, nah, why would anybody do that?
Yeah, Brandon Scott comes in. Burning bugs with adult cigarettes is definitely a thing. Well, Brandon has spent some time in Silsbee, Texas. That sounds like something he could do. Yeah,
appreciate that.
Firecrackers and ant bags. That's it. That's a little different. That's a little out there too.
What's the difference? You're blowing up bugs. You're burning bugs with cigarettes. You're burning them with the magnifying glasses.
Just the route of. Yeah, look at old Earn over there smoking a.
Had to entertain myself.
Got that Marlboro. They flicked that Marlboro. Still a little some fire left on there. Pick it up. Here we go.
Had to entertain myself, man. I spent all my.
You didn't play basketball around the neighborhood.
Hell, you didn't play football. Is that a serious question?
I'm just saying, like you up here talking about you. That's what you did for fun. There's other things to do for fun rather than wait for my parents to get done smoking a cigarette.
Nah, look, man. I mean,
did Linda smoke?
We were outdoors 24/7. No, Linda did not smoke. Big Earn and all his friends were I mean, they just chain smoking things. I think Big Earn, he had a bad habit, obviously, but he collected the miles on the side. The Marlboro man was a bad man back in the day. And boy, my dad, he was going to get that Marlboro man T-shirt. He was going to get that Marlboro man beach towel. He was collecting them miles now.
Yeah. All right. Let me get to this, Clint, because you have been waiting. You have been talking about since Carlos Correa left. And now Maldonado kind of filled that void a bit last year, and he's gone. But since Correa left, you have been talking about Alex Bregman's got to be the guy to step in and feel the kind of the role of the guy that is the vocal leader. And because he seemed to be the one that had it in him just by their personality. Doesn't seem like that's an Altuve thing. Doesn't seem like that's a Kyle Tucker thing, an Alvarez thing. But it felt like that he would be the guy, and I don't know if he was going to be like Framber Valdez taking a walk around the mound and then bam, right in his face is Carlos Correa to give him some words of wisdom. But it looks like this is starting to come about. There's a story in Athletic, Chandler Rome here, and he talked about the leadership skills and Alex Bregman starting to embrace what you were talking about. He talked about a situation, a lot of young pitchers are saying Alex is coming through on this. He talked about a situation and an example with Spencer Arrighetti. He said, after Arrighetti had fired four scoreless innings before falling apart in the fifth, it sent the right-handers searching for answers. Alex Bregman had won, but first sought to understand how Arrighetti arrived to one decision he made. Throwing a slider anywhere in the strike zone to Luis Roberts of the White Sox is ill-advised. Arrighetti did it anyway, and the White Sox center fielder crushed it for a run-scoring double in a game they played on June 13th. This is what happened when they got into the dugout. Bregman found Arrighetti, or found Arrighetti on the team plane, excuse me, and said, "Hey, man, why do you throw that pitch?" Arrighetti said, "I don't know, man. It just felt good, and I just felt good about it." Bregman brought out one of his iPads to Arrighetti's seat and said, "Look here, Luis Robert punishes any slider in the strike zone. It doesn't matter what kind it is," Bregman told him. "Short, slow, sweeper, whatever you want to call it." He said, "You probably shouldn't throw that pitch anymore." Then Arrighetti said, "That is when it really opened my eyes." Arrighetti said recently, "I pitch a lot on how I feel about things sometimes rather than the opposite. Up until this point in my career, that's how I've thrown the ball. If I feel confident about it, I'm going to throw it." So he addressed him about the pitch he threw, about what was going on, and then told him, "Man, you might want to change up how you're doing things." So I know you have been waiting for Alex Bregman to take more of a leadership role on, and it looks like he is doing it with young pitchers, and that story from Arrighetti is one that maybe proves what you're hoping he would do.
I absolutely love it. And now that story specifically, I love the Bregman aspect. Like I think Bregman has to if it's out of his comfort zone or whatever, he's got to be the guy. I mean, it's got to be an everyday player, and it needs to be a guy that can relate to everybody, that's been around long enough, and Bregman just seems he's in close quarters with the pitcher playing third base. I mean, it just seems like that is the natural way to go, and I'm that is music to my ears to hear that. Now, on the other hand, I wonder if Spencer Arrighetti is out there throwing sliders to a hitter that crushes sliders. Somebody ain't studying,
or some who's all agreeing with it.
I mean,
catcher and from everything. Yeah,
but look, it's two young players. We talked about this could be a problem. But if you're a coach in the dugout and you're paying attention to what the hell's going on, I mean, how do you not meet
the team's best hitter? Yeah.
How do you not meet Arrighetti at the foul line and on the baseline and go, hey man, what the hell was that all about? Why would you throw a slider to a guy that the scouting report says don't ever throw a slider to him? Like, that's the scary part to me about where the Astros are. Yes, you've got a really young catcher that cannot manage the game nowhere near what obviously Maldonado could, and you're having to lean into three really, really young pitchers. And let's be honest, Framber Valdez has been known to call an audible and it not work out real well this year too.
Yeah.
Like, how is there not somebody not named Bregman on a team plane holding those guys accountable about the decisions that they make?
But at least he is, because I don't know who would have if he didn't.
Yeah, now I need Bregman to take that same approach with Framber. You know what I mean? Like, I need Bregman to take that same approach with everybody on the squad. But I love to hear it from Bregman. But, boy, that is at the major league level with a team that is the cream of the crop in Major League Baseball for the last 7-8 years. It's mind-boggling to think that a young pitcher that's just trying to hang on, man. He's got electric stuff that somebody on a pitch-to-pitch basis isn't going, why would you throw that?
Yeah. All right, coming up as we're live here, Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, right off Tomball Parkway. Come on out and hang out with us. We're here until 6 o'clock. One, as it is a day off in training camp, what stood out? What has stood out after the first 6 days of camp? And is there a potential blind spot for D'Amico Ryans? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Some wild boys around here, Tyler. My man texted and said, parents didn't smoke, but we took a can of hairspray, lit a match, sprayed hairspray on the lit match.
Flamethrower.
And made a torch and killed many bugs.
What is wrong with y'all and Clint?
Are you a bug lover now?
I ain't a bug lover.
Go play some catch, man. Go play tag.
Yeah.
Everybody played
backyard
catch and
football.
Tag.
God, dog.
Everybody did that.
When you got
drive the four wheelers.
Now you're getting into territory I don't know nothing about. Tyler didn't have a four wheeler.
Didn't have that kind of money.
Didn't have land to drive a four wheeler on. Didn't mom and dad, that four wheeler was way down the list.
I mean, I didn't always.
Last time I had a four wheeler, it was a remote control.
I was gonna say that four wheeler. If it was a four wheeler, it would have never been on the list.
Think I didn't ask. Now, I'm sure my dad and mom sat in the bed at night and thought, what does he think? Does he think we have a money tree somewhere?
How much does he think we make?
He's lived in this house for 12 years. Does he really think we're going to go out and get a motorcycle? I mean, geez.
Does he see these Christmas gifts he's gotten? He thinks we're jumping to a four-wheeler?
Did he see the hole in the shower wall that ain't been repaired in 10 years? Like, we're not in the four-wheeler territory.
I bet Tyler was probably like my friend Josh, who would just discourage me on my Christmas gifts. I bet Tyler rode through, I got a boat this year for Christmas.
Man.
Oh, whatever the nicest thing.
I didn't get the silver spoon in my mouth till I was like in high school, okay? Okay? Yeah.
I never forget.
You were well beyond the bug burning years by then, for the record.
My friend Josh, whose dad played the NFL, he said, we were sitting there talking about what we asked for Christmas, or what we got for Christmas. And I was happy. I got me some jerseys, got me some clothes. At that time, them FUBU jerseys were strong. Mm-hmm. I got me a couple of them jerseys, had me some nice stuff. Josh got a turntable.
He was DJing at 12.
Got a pit bull. Gave it to him. I remember I hated him. His phone number was 228 Josh.
Oh, we got his name and his number.
He had his name and his phone number. Had a separate interest to his room. Boy, I hated his guts. I really did. He told me, I just didn't even want to tell him about my damn Christmas gift.
over here, man. That man talking about, yeah, I got a turntable, got a pit bull. Like, good God Almighty, I've never seen that.
All right, as we're live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, as the promo said, we are over here to the location near Willowbrook Mall, under the on the other side of the highway there, down Tomball Parkway. So come Tomball Parkway. So come hang out with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Drinks, got prizes you can win. Coolers, would say old school.
That's an old school lawn chair right
lawn
there.
Lawn chair that you got a chance to win. All right,
I got a little information here. Some
you got some info. Go ahead
right now. Just let everybody special. Know. Let everybody know what's going on here. All right, Bud Light, just let us know. We'll have $5 Bud Light talls, by the way. Not them little ones Tyler drinks, them talls now. All right, $5. What happened to you?
Nothing. You're never going to live that one down, man. Yeah, hey, I mean, it just ain't ever.
I didn't pick the glass. They put my beer in, man.
I didn't
say, hey, can I get a tiny glass of beer?
Hey, we're in the first hour of the show, Tyler. I'm sorry.
That's a shot. It's always going to be there.
Oh, yeah. We'll have $5 Bud Light talls, $12 Ultra Pitchers. $12 Ultra Pitchers for giveaways today. Ron mentioned a couple of them. That old Bud Light cooler over there, that's a nice one, real nice one. Bud Light tailgate chair, that's that lawn chair that old school, wood grain arms on it. Bud Light barbecue apron for all my grillers out there, Ron.
Yeah, I see that.
And I don't know, wait a minute here. Retro webbing chair is that one, the tailgate chair. So there's a tailgate, is there a bag chair over there too? Yeah, there must be a bag chair over there, too, a tailgating chair. That's the bag chair. So, yeah, we got two chairs. Is there a chair over there? No, that's what I'm getting word for, so I better find one.
Find one. Yeah, we got hookups. Get on down here. Put your name in the raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win some of the great prizes. I do want to get into, since there's a day off for camp, it's been 6 days, and we've been able to see a lot. There have been a lot of players who've done what they needed to do, maybe some who hadn't. What has stood out to you thus far at camp?
Good way, negative. Which one? Positive, negative.
Which way you want to go? What stood out to you?
Well, I think the biggest camp story for me with the Texans, and I don't. To me, there's not a close second. Is the Kenyon Green situation, and I'm having to really temper my excitement for what I've seen right now. Again, not only because it's the ripple effect with him. Obviously, if you plug in a guard that's capable of playing at a first-round level, whether he does it consistently or not, if that guy is a pro and is ready to play and be a starter and is a former first-rounder with that kind of skill set, that's a game-changer. The ripple effect is now you take the guy that was having to play left guard, and now he's at center. He's a second-round draft pick out of Penn State. He's a center, and he's built very similarly, and he is – A prototypical interior offensive lineman, the way they're built, the mindset, the physicality. And so you've upgraded significantly at two positions. And you can argue swinging Titus Howard out to right tackle where he belongs is a significant upgrade too. So you have significantly upgraded three of your offensive line positions without spending any more money than you were already spending, without adding any more players. It's just guys coming into their own and growing up and being a professional, playing their position in terms of Titus Howard. So I would say it'd be very difficult for me to find a more impressive, a more positive aspect of camp right now than what Kenyon Green has done. Now, to be fair, he's done it over the last 10 months.
Yeah.
It wasn't just overnight. He spent 10 months rebuilding his body and becoming a pro. But I got to temper my excitement for that one. So I'll roll with that one, considering it's my number one camp story.
Yeah, for me, it is the number one. There's a couple of things, but I would say the number one thing to me is the impact of Stephon Diggs.
Huh, that's a good one.
And especially for me walking into it, and I'll tell you this, I thought this dude is going to be probably one of the hardest workers out there. Just from things you've heard and people from Buffalo and what people have said, he's going to be one of the hardest workers out there. He's going to be really into the game. You can tell he's going to be a vet that knows, all the tricks and the trades of how to do things. he's been tenfold more than that. All right, he's already got here and established a real legit leadership role here. He is one of the top leaders on this team already. He's ate up with the game, and he is an influence towards not just other receivers but other corners. You see him talking, and that's when you know it more than anybody being out there with guys. It's completely genuine. This is not I'm walking out here. Now he's talking to Stingley. He's talking to Lassiter. Like, you could probably go on social and find just individual spots and videos where he's talking to these guys. Him and Tanker are connected at the hip, and Nico and all.
When Mechie was on the field, it was almost like he was being paid to mentor Mechie. They were together so much.
Yeah, his impact to me is something, Clint, that I didn't see being as strong and as immediate. I mean, six practices in. I mean, there's CJ, and like, I don't even with Will, Clint, I don't know if there is a more defined leader outside of CJ Stroud than Stephon Diggs.
Well, when you talk about, I mean, just a powerful voice, I mean, he's second to none. I love what CJ's done, but really, I mean, you're talking about a guy that's been all pro. You're talking about a guy that has been the most targeted wide receiver in the league. And on top of that, right, he carries himself in that genuine, sincere way of wanting to help teammates and wanting to help the team win and being all completely bought in and grinds. So the formula behind, if you will, the resume behind Diggs is second to none relative to Leadon. I mean, right, that based on the intangibles that we've seen now, the tangibles obviously that are the stat sheet, the power in his voice is second to nobody on the squad.
No, yeah, that to me is like jumped out. And I think those are positive things. Those are things that, boy, if the Texans would have prayed and hoped would be the outcome. That Kenyon Green would look the way he has and would have progressed how he has after the first 6 days of camp, and then Stephon Diggs would have an impact. This is clearly the Stephon Diggs thing right now is going to be an impact that is felt more than just on the field. His is in his play. It is more than that. All right, coming up as we roll through 1 hour down, come on out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock here at Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall. So make your way on out here. Giveaways, specials, drinks. Might be some drinks on the house as we got a lot of things going out here with Buffalo Wild Wings helping us out big time here at Buffalo. I'm sorry, with Bud Light helping us big time out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on out, swing by, have a good time with us. As I said, we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Coming up, we'll get you ready for this big series coming up for the Astros as they come home to face the Dodgers, the hated Dodgers. What's the expectation there? And Clint, I hope what I'm about to read about the Texans isn't true, because I that better not be over. But we'll discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Some wild boys around here, Tyler. My man texted and said, parents didn't smoke, but we took a can of hairspray, lit a match, sprayed hairspray on the lit match.
Flamethrower.
And made a torch and killed many bugs.
What is wrong with y'all and Clint?
Are you a bug lover now?
I ain't a bug lover.
Go play some catch, man. Go play tag.
Yeah.
Everybody played catch and tag.
God, dog.
Everybody did that.
When you got
drive the four wheelers around.
Now you're getting into territory I don't know nothing about, Tyler. Didn't have a four wheeler.
Didn't have that kind of money.
Didn't have land to drive a four wheeler on. Didn't mom and dad, that four wheeler was way down the list.
I mean, I didn't always.
Last time I had a four wheeler, it was a remote control.
I was going to say, that four wheeler, if it was a four wheeler, it would have never been on the list.
Think I didn't ask now. I'm sure my dad and mom sat in the bed at night and thought, what does he think? Does he think we have a money tree somewhere?
How much does he think we make?
He's lived in this house for 12 years. Does he really think we're going to go out and get a motorcycle? I mean, geez.
Does he see these Christmas gifts he's gotten? He thinks we're jumping to a four wheeler.
Did he see the hole in the shower wall that ain't been repaired in 10 years? We're not in the four wheeler territory.
I bet Tyler was probably like my friend Josh, who would just discourage me on my Christmas gifts. I bet Tyler rode through. Yeah, I got a boat this year for Christmas, and
man.
Oh, whatever the nicest thing.
I didn't get the silver spoon in my mouth till I was like in high school. Okay.
I'll never forget.
You were well beyond the bug burning years by then, for the record.
My friend Josh, whose dad played the NFL, he said, we were sitting there talking about what we asked for Christmas, or what we got for Christmas. And I was happy. I got me some jerseys, got me some clothes. At that time, them FUBU jerseys were strong. Mm-hmm. I got me a couple of them jerseys, had me some nice stuff. Josh got a turntable.
He was DJing the 12.
I got a pit bull. Gave it to him. I remember I hated him. His phone number was 228 Josh.
Oh, we got his name and his number.
He had his name and his phone number. It had a separate interest to his room. Boy, I hated his guts. I really did. He told me, I just didn't even want to tell him about my damn Christmas gift. Over here, man, that the man talking about, like, yeah, I got a turntable, got a pit bull. Like, good God almighty. I never seen that. All right, as we're live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, as the promo said, we are over here to the location near Willowbrook Mall, on the other side of the highway there, down Tomball Parkway. So come hang out with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Drinks, got prizes you can win. Coolers, would say old school.
That's an old school lawn chair right there.
Lawn chair that you get a chance to win. All right,
I got a little information here. Some special.
You got some info. Go ahead.
Right now, just let everybody know. Let everybody know what's going on here. All right, Bud Light, just let us know. We'll have $5 Bud Light talls, by the way, not them little ones Tyler drinks. Some talls now. All right, $5. What happened to you? Nothing.
They're never gonna live that one down, man. Yeah, hey, I mean, it just ain't ever.
I didn't pick the glass. They put my beer in, man.
I didn't say,
hey, can I get a tiny glass of beer?
Hey, we're in the first hour of the show, Tyler. I'm sorry.
That's a shot. It's always gonna be there.
Oh yeah, we'll have $5 Bud Light talls, $12 ultra pitchers for giveaways today. Ron mentioned a couple of them. That old Bud Light cooler over. That's a nice one. Real nice one. Bud Light tailgate chair. That's that lawn chair that old school wood grain arms on it. Bud Light barbecue apron for all my grillers out there, Ron.
Yeah, I see that.
And I don't know. Wait a minute here. Retro webbing chair is that one. The tailgate chair. So there's a tailgate. Is there a bag chair over there too? Yeah, there must be a bag chair over there, too, a tailgating chair. That's the bag chair. So, yeah, we got two chairs. Is there a chair over there, too? No, that's what I'm getting word for, so I better find one.
Yeah, we got hookups. Get on down here. Put your name in the raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win some of the great prizes. I do want to get into, since there's a day off for camp, it's been 6 days, and we've been able to see a lot. There have been a lot of players who've done what they needed to do, maybe some who hadn't. What has stood out to you thus far at camp?
Good way, negative. Which way you want to go.
What stood out to you?
Well, I think the biggest camp story for me with the Texans, and I don't. To me, there's not a close second. Is the Kenyon Green situation, and I'm having to really temper my excitement for what I've seen right now. Again, not only because it's the ripple effect with him. Obviously, if you plug in a guard that's capable of playing at a first round level, whether he does it consistently or not, if that guy is a pro and is ready to play and be a starter and is a former first rounder with that kind of skill set, that's a game changer. The ripple effect is now you take the guy that was having to play left guard, and now he's at center. He's a second round draft pick out of Penn State. He's a center, and he's built very similarly, and he is a prototypical interior offensive lineman, the way they're built, the mindset, the physicality. And so you've upgraded significantly at two positions. And you can argue swinging Titus Howard out to right tackle where he belongs is a significant upgrade too. So you have significantly upgraded three of your offensive line positions without spending any more money than you were already spending, without adding any more players. It's just guys coming into their own and growing up and being a professional, playing their position in terms of Titus Howard. So I would say it'd be very difficult for me to find a more impressive, a more positive aspect of camp right now than what Kenyon Green has done. Now, to be fair, he's done it over the last 10 months.
Yeah.
It wasn't just overnight. He spent 10 months rebuilding his body and becoming a pro. But I got to temper my excitement for that one, so I'll roll with that one, considering it's my number one camp story.
Yeah, for me, it is the number one. There's a couple of things, but I would say the number one thing to me is the impact of Stephon Diggs.
Huh, that's a good one.
And especially for me, walking into it, and you know, I walking into it, I'll tell you this: I thought this dude is going to be probably one of the hardest workers out there. Just from things you've heard and people from Buffalo and what people have said, he's going to be one of the hardest workers out there. He's going to be really into the game. You can tell he's going to be a vet that knows, you know, all the tricks and the trades of how to do things. He's been tenfold more than that. All right, he's already got here and established a real legit leadership role here. He is one of the top leaders on this team already. He's ate up with the game, and he is an influence towards not just other receivers but other corners. You see him talking, and that's when you know, and you know it more than anybody being out there, guys. It's completely genuine. This is not I'm walking out here. I want. Now he's talking to Stingley. He's talking to Lassiter. Like, you could probably go on social and find just individual spots and videos where he's talking to these guys. Him and Tank are connected at the hip, and Nico and all.
When Mechie was on the field, it was almost like he was being paid to mentor Mechie. They were together so much.
Yeah, his impact to me is something, Clint, that I didn't see being as strong and as immediate. I mean, six practices in. I mean, there's CJ, and, like, I don't even with Will, Clint, I don't know if there is a more defined leader outside of CJ Stroud than Stephon Diggs.
Well, when you talk about, I mean, just a powerful voice, I mean, he's second to none. I love what CJ's done, but really, I mean, you're talking about a guy that's been all pro. You're talking about a guy that has been the most targeted wide receiver in the league. I mean, a guy, and on top of that, right, he carries himself in that genuine, sincere way of wanting to help teammates and wanting to help the team win and being all completely bought in and grinds. So the formula behind, if you will, the resume behind Diggs is second to none relative to leading. I mean, right, based on the intangibles that we've seen now, the tangibles obviously that are the stat sheet, the power in his voice is second to nobody on the squad.
No, yeah, that to me is like jumped out. And I think those are positive things. Those are things that, boy, if the Texans would have prayed and hoped would be the outcome, that Kenyon Green would look the way he has and would have progressed how he has after the first 6 days of camp, and then Stephon Diggs would have an impact. This clearly the Stephon Diggs thing right now is going to be an impact that is felt more than just on the field. His is in his play. It is more than that. All right, coming up as we roll through 1 hour down. Come on out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock here at Buffalo Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall. So make your way on out here. Giveaways, specials, drinks. Might be some drinks on the house as we got a lot of things going out here. With Buffalo Wild Wings helping us out big time here at Buffalo. I'm sorry, with Bud Light helping us big time out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on out, swing by, have a good time with us. As I said, we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Coming up, we'll get you ready for this big series coming up for the Astros as they come home to face the Dodgers, the hated Dodgers. What's the expectation there? And, Clint, I hope what I'm about to read about the Texans isn't true. Because I that better not be over, but we'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.